Hello, everybody. This is Mr. Skin. Welcome to the Mr. Skin podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking to Jimmy, who's back from Italy. Very excited about that. We're going to go around the web. I have some Winnie Cooper stuff, and we might even have a little McChicken today. But you can't avoid the National Go Topless Day and the VMAs and, of course, everything that happened on television and in the movies for the 8th episode of the Mr. Skin podcast. Stay tuned.
The legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin. Mr. Skin. Dude, Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
When it comes to naked celebrities, Mr. Skin knows all and shows all.
Coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, a.k.a. the Skindy City. It is the fantastic, one and only, internationally renowned, world famous Mr. Skin podcast. I am Jimmy Fallon, joined from Los Angeles by the great Andrea Lowell. How you doing, champ?
I'm doing fantastic. Wonderful to hear your voice again.
Come on. I would have called you from Italy, but AT&T wants like $84 a minute data plan.
Dude, I know. I've been to Italy, and it's pretty crazy making phone calls.
So you know the deal. You understand. Like, I wanted to make I wanted to buy unlimited data, and they just showed me like a picture of my family sleeping. And they were like, we got you, pal. We got you by the ball. So yeah, I had to stick to text, but it's good to hear you. And of course, we are joined by the man of the hour, Mr. Skin. How you doing? How you doing, Skin?
Doing great, Jimmy. Welcome back. And Andrea, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah, we have the team back. Last week, Jimmy was out of town, and it was cool of Emily Morse from the great podcast Sex with Emily to join us. But this is the true team, Jimmy and Andrea and
guys,
myself.
So. We're getting the band back together.
We are the trifecta of nudity. So,
yeah.
So exciting. Well, Skin, you'll be happy to know, I kind of stuck with the motif that of my life, having, you know, become a part of the show. Nudity is kind of at the forefront of everything I do now. And I was on a European beach 3 days ago.
Oh, yes.
And give me a slowdown.
Yeah, what is the... I want to ask you this, because you guys are more cultured than me. Mm-hmm. What is the policy on tipping at a nude beach? I mean, there were things going on. I was on the Amalfi Coast at one point.
Yes.
Yeah, there are things going on. I mean, it's just an actual, like, living, breathing bachelor party that serves ice cream. It was amazing.
Jimmy, when you're on a nude beach, just remember it's just the tip.
I was going to say just gently put it in the G-string and no other contact.
Very funny. Well, I just want to say this to everybody listening, because the Italian or European nude beach, for that matter, it's not like an American nude beach in that at the Italian nude beach, at the Italian nude beach, you see the people you want to see.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. You go to an American nude beach 9 times out of 10. I mean, it's, you know, you don't have an appetite for 3 weeks after that.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No. I've done plenty of nude modeling all over. And whenever I do nude modeling in American beaches, specifically Californian beaches, I'm the only naked female. The rest is all naked dudes waiting for naked females. And none of them have hit the gym in the last 15 years. So I totally see what you're saying, Jimmy. Totally. Well,
but I also, when I was in Europe, I was in Barcelona with my family. I had my little kids out there once with the wife, and we stayed for a week, and we're on a nude beach almost every day. And one of the things that I thought so cool is how free and easy and natural the European women are about the nudity. Like, they'll eat their little lunches and, you know, olives and crackers and cheese topless. Like, there's no feeling like they have to cover up, you know. It doesn't matter what they're doing, and it's just so different here. You could tell when you go to a nude beach in the United States, a lot of the girls seem a little, you know, they're on edge a little. There it's so free and easy.
Listen,
half
of the people at my nude beach on Long Island, they're getting pushed back into the water because people assume they're dying from being out of it. But
yeah, no, there are some beauty. I saw some of the most amazing breasts when I was in Barcelona. It was just a thrill to be on that. And the thing is, it's hard for me because I want to be like a European guy and be really nonchalant about it, but I can't help. Even with my family there, I was still such a perv checking out all the chicks. I did feel kind of creepy about that because I wanted to be a normal dude, and I reverted to Mr. Skin many times on that.
You know what?
On that trip,
it's natural to look, Mr. Skin, to not feel like a perv just because you took a peek.
Okay. Well, yeah. As my kid's drowning and I'm checking out boobs, that's not
a
good thing.
You know? Then maybe you might have a problem.
I just love that you have this David Banner thing going where sometimes you can't help it. You're going to make me Mr. Skin.
The
you
incredible
like
creep.
Me when I'm Mr. Skin.
Yeah.
That's really funny. So good to hear everybody's voice, and nice to be back
Likewise.
In the States. I know we got a lot of exciting stuff going on, but I just wanted to mention to our listeners, of which there are many, you can find all things Mr. Skin Podcast at our Safe for Work site, MrSkinPodcast.com. That site includes links to subscribe via iTunes, Android, and SoundCloud. If you like the show, guys, we would like some ratings on iTunes. We're getting fantastic ratings, but we just want... You know, give us ratings. If you take a minute to listen to the show, take a minute to rate us. And rate us what you think we deserve, because that's fun for us. You know, we don't need a kumbaya F-fest. We need, you know, tell us the truth. And if you want to ask Mr. Skin a question, blow a call into the Skin line. It's 304-TALK-SKIN. Leave us a message, and we'll probably address it on the air, right? We're pretty good about that, right, guys?
Love it. And that's my favorite thing to do is answer questions. So please call our Skin hotline. And if you have any questions about female celebrity nudity, no new dudes, please. I will answer those questions.
Well, what I love about it, Mr. Skin, is it's off the cuff. Your producers don't prep you with the question ahead of time.
No.
It's just like, bam, it's on, and bam, you answer it. I love it.
Well, I've been doing this my whole life, even before I had Mr. Skin, when I'd be sitting at a party drinking beers, and the guys would stand around me and quiz me on actresses. So I'm used to doing this. So anyone out there, if you have a question, or maybe you saw a nude scene one time when you were in college, and it's a movie you can't remember where you saw it or what the name of the movie was or who the actress was,
right.
just call our hotline, and you could even win Skin swag if you call in.
Oh, hold
so,
on
nice.
A second.
Yeah, I'd be happy to answer that.
Let's
stuff.
Get that
cool.
out there, too. If you go to MrSkinPodcast.com/survey and actually give us feedback via that method, MrSkinPodcast.com/survey, you can win a Google Chromecast, which is a streaming media stick. You can also win a free one-year subscription to Mr. Skin. So, yeah, we're not like deadbeat dads over here. Like, we do nice things for the kids.
Yeah.
And it's our
pleasure here at we give a lot here at MrSkin.com. Hey, Jimmy, before I move into, we got tons of nudity to talk about today.
Do we have
that earthquake? You were there during the earthquake, right?
Oh, wow. Let me tell you.
Did you feel it from where you were? Where I don't know how far away you were.
So when it went
epicenter.
Down, I was 100 miles away. I was in Rome when it went down.
Okay.
And it was 3:36 in the morning our time, and I was woken up by the bed was shaking for about 25 seconds. And then the earthquake happened. Hey, I'm kidding. Oh, my God. Forgive me for that. But no,
good.
At 3:36 in the morning, it really did. The bed started to shake. You know what it felt like? You know when you're on a plane and you get that tight turbulence where it bounces you in like seven different directions, but it's tight. Like you're not moving far. You
yes.
can just kind of feel the right, left, up, down, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I did feel it. And I smacked my wife on the arm and I was like, hey, do you feel that? What is that? And it went away. But about 25 minutes later, I started getting texts like by the dozen of people wanting to know if I was okay. They heard there was an earthquake outside of
right,
Rome.
Right, right.
So I didn't know it was an earthquake till I started getting texts from America, oddly enough, you know, 4,000 miles away.
Right.
And I went down to the lobby and I told the clerk in the hotel also. I said, hey, what do you know about this earthquake? And he didn't even know. I mean, he had felt it. He thought things were going on in the lobby. But it was crazy, Skin Man.
I've never been in an earthquake. Andrew, you probably have a number of times being out in L.A., right?
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Los Angeles, California, and I'm no stranger to earthquakes. And, you know, this is going to sound really crazy, but I enjoy earthquakes and I enjoy turbulence.
Oh, God.
I find them fun. It's like a free ride. You know, obviously not when it's devastating, but I've never been in a devastating one. I lived far away enough from the fault line, but it's kind of cool when the chandeliers are swinging.
It's the ultimate vibrator.
And the bed starts shaking and you're like, oh, it's an earthquake. I mean, I find them kind of fun.
It was nice that I didn't have to stick the quarter in this time around.
I was wondering because that broke and you were out there, and then I saw on Facebook you said something on your Facebook page, thanks everyone but I'm okay, but geez, that was crazy. Funny. Man, that was and that sounded like, I guess that town was had this popular type of pasta that people from all over the world went there to try this pasta.
Meretriciana. Pasta Meretriciana. And all the chefs are donating it now, you know, they're selling it on all the menus.
Yeah,
that's
donating
fantastic.
The proceeds to the disaster relief, so that was cool.
That's fantastic.
I did my part after the earthquake. I drove to a nude beach in Amalfi.
Get it.
Yeah.
And that's a scary drive.
Ooh,
right?
Up
oh
those
my god
cliffs.
You know you're going to get lost, but you're not lost. It's and the crazy drivers, it's insane.
Yeah, you're 1,000 feet in the air. Yeah, the Omaha Coast, if you've never done it, yeah, you really, anybody listening at home, you should do it. Just because you really do find out what you're made of, you know?
Yeah.
People are cutting you off right and left. There's buses everywhere. You're 1,000 feet above the water.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying.
Yeah, it's terrifying. So I'm happy to be back on American
you survived,
soil. Talking
you survived
again.
The coast. You survived the earthquake. All right, you're here with us now. We're so happy.
So, Jimmy, really happy to have you back. And speaking of, you know, we're talking about nudity. And I wanted to mention, I don't know if you guys knew this, because we never talk about what we're going to talk about on the show ahead of time. But I guess Sunday was National Go Topless Day. Did you guys see this on the web? This is awesome. I know every day, Andrea, is National Topless Day for you.
I've actually participated in several of the Go Topless rallies and marches.
What are you rallying and marching against? I never stopped to read that. I'm always just looking at the pictures. But what would be, are these like feminine issues? What is the
thing? We just want the right to bare our titties at the beach where it's not legal. We feel like everyone has nipples. Who the hell cares? Free the nipple. Let us shake our boobs into the air if we want to. So it's just really about equal rights, Mr. Skin.
Well, I care. I care. And I think this is a noble cause. But it's funny because I dawned on me when I was getting ready for this podcast that I had never really studied why they're protesting. I guess that's don't read the articles kind of thing. But and the other thing, if you guys noticed, and Andrew, you're the exception to this, obviously, but I notice when I see the pictures of National Topless Day and who's doing it, it always seems to me to be like hipster chicks. You know, does that make sense? Like
it's or hippie chicks,
hippie or hipsters. Yeah. You've been out there. Do you agree with that, Andrea?
Yeah, it's a big variety of people. It's usually naturalists, people who are nudists, and kind of like the guys you see on the nude beaches, kind of the same body type, but also people who are just free spirits, you know, don't shave their armpits, don't wear deodorant, those types of people.
Yes. I would think to go along with that, you probably see a lot of bush if that's the case, right? From these type of hipster girls, right?
Well, unfortunately, it's not a go naked rally, so we're not seeing the bottom half. But I'm sure there's some caged monkeys.
Yeah, you're confusing this event with the New York City subway.
Well, yeah. Oh God, Jimmy. By the way, I didn't know this. I did a little research, but I guess New York City, it's been legal for women to go topless since the early 90s.
Yeah.
Did you know this?
Yeah. No, I do know it. It's not a big thing, though. Like, no one really takes advantage of it. That's the funny thing. It's
right.
Like, if they win this campaign out west, Andrea, it'll take the excitement away from doing it.
I agree. Like, I just like marching topless.
Oh, I'm with you. Listen, I support you. There's no way I could fight against this in good conscience. But any government official standing in the way of this, we should be checking for a Grindr profile.
Right. You know?
Who are these men in government standing up again? Like, I don't buy that. That's crazy.
Yeah. Who are these guys? Well, you know, okay, so it isn't a big deal, you say, but in L.A. and Chicago, it's not legal.
No.
You can't walk down our street in front of the Mr. Skin offices topless. You'd get arrested. In New York, it's okay. Now, I do know that there is a caveat. It can't be for commercial purposes. In other words, you can't. It can't be like promotion for a strip club or something like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There has to be. It can have a commercial.
Right. It's just freedom of choice.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. But I thought I was looking. There was a thing where they did this outdoor topless Pulp Fiction Appreciation Society in New York. I was just looking around online and I found this, and every single girl I saw that was topless looked hippie-ish to me. That was the only thing I did pick up right away when I was looking at all those pictures.
Yeah, it's just usually people who are free spirits and don't care. They don't sexualize breasts. So it's kind of that mindset.
Well, here's the other thing, though, because you brought up the thing like, hey, we women, we want the right to show our boobs, but can we honestly say there's no difference between if a woman's topless and a guy's topless? I mean, as much as I'd want women to be topless as much as possible. To honestly say there's no difference, that's
well,
a tough one.
It goes back to those cultural differences, because you just said you were on, you know, nude beaches in Europe, and it was totally desexualized. Moms are, you know, making picnics for their kids. And
yeah, peanut butter and jelly topless, right?
But here in America, where it's like, oh my God, nudity. I mean, yeah it's a cultural difference. So we're just trying to change it one nipple at a time.
Hey, I'm all for it. And by the way, while we're on the subject, there is a movie. It's like a pseudo-documentary at MrSkin.com. That we love here. We gave it a Hall of Fame nudity rating, is a Free the Nipple, which is it was done, the stars were Lola Kirk, who's Jemima Kirk from Girls, I think she's her younger sister, and Lena Esko, who I've talked to you guys about, she's a girl on the show Kingdom, and these two girls were in it, and it was like a kind of a fake documentary about the movement of this called Free the Nipple, and it's a bunch of girls topless. Lena Esko especially is in Times Square. One of my cool movies that's come out in the last couple of years that we have at MrSkin.com.
Very cool.
Very cool. And you know what? A lot of Instagram models, I use models in air quotes, are using the hashtag Free the Nipple while they're posting very scandalous pics. So that documentary did a lot of good for social media.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. There's a ton of free the nip pics around.
We're living in a golden age of masturbating off your phone screen,
right?
But anyway, so I wanted to move on because there is a cut. We have a Jimmy. I don't know if this started while you were on the podcast or not, but I'm trying to do a new around the web feature on the website, and I even had Maddie D. We came up with a little music for our around the web segment where I look at some cool pics or stories or stuff we could talk about. So, Maddie, could you really quickly play our around the web music, please?
Around the web.
See, Jimmy, you really have highly produced stuff over here, but
it just got real.
Yeah,
that was like Grammy level.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Actually, just to give you an idea, and I try to do this because obviously a lot of the stuff what I have at MrSkin.com is from movies and television. That's my wheelhouse. That's what I promote, and that's what MrSkin.com is all about. But this around the web is a way that I could introduce some celebrity things that maybe aren't necessarily from our website. Like one thing that broke this morning is, you guys remember Danica McKellar?
Winnie
known
Cooper.
As Winnie Cooper from The Wonder Years. She was on the show from 88 to 93. She posted, she's out in Hawaii, and she posted some pictures on Instagram today.
Is banging.
Yeah, our bloggers over at MrSkin.com just breathlessly sent me these pictures a few hours ago, and I was like, I got to talk about this on the podcast, because I remember when that show, Wonder Years ends in 93.
Right.
Winnie Cooper, as far as I'm concerned, I didn't really see much of her. I didn't know where to find her. And all of a sudden, a movie came out about 8 or 9 years later called Sex in the Teenage Mind, where she was in her underwear. And it blew me away, because when I last saw her, she was this young girl on The Wonder Years, but I didn't think of her as a sexy woman. When I saw her in Sex in the Teenage Mind, I was like, holy geez, did Danica McKellar get hot? And when you see these pics that are floating around today that she posted from Instagram, you'll know what I'm saying. She is a beautiful woman from that show.
She's very beautiful and she's very smart. The reason you hadn't seen her for so long, Mr. Skin, was because she was busy getting like her PhD in advanced mathematics or something.
Really?
She's super smart. She's a genius. Now, guys, how old do you think she is? Because her body looks 19, but I know she's not. How old is she?
Well, what would you guess, Jimmy?
Based on the year she worked.
Because of the
Wonder
Years.
Well, she was a kid, though, on Wonder Years.
But if she was 13, let's say, I'm guessing, in 1993.
Yeah.
I don't know math.
If I had to guess, I think it's okay. I was going to guess 40. Maddie D just hit me up, our producer.
37.
No, he said she's 41.
Is she
41?
Whoa. Yeah. She should be on the list up there with Marissa Tomei on best bodies in their 40s.
Now that you bring that up, her in a bikini. When I first looked at that, I was not thinking 41-year-old woman. You're right. No. That is quite a bod for 41.
That's what I'm saying. She's freaking incredible.
She is. And I would like to guess the Instagram filter, if I can. I want to say that is a Valencia because of the way it pulled the blue forward.
Nice. Oh, my God.
Nice.
I want to say this about the Instagram celebrity nude pics that are everywhere. They're spectacular, but some of them are too good looking to be attractive.
Do you mean this doesn't look real to you?
What'd you say?
this doesn't look real to you?
No, it is. That's definitely her body. But what I'm saying is, I feel like if you took the filter off of this, mm-hmm. you might see a little bit more flaw in her skin. And
oh,
I'm
like
more attracted to that.
You like flaws?
Oh.
A little bit. I don't mean, I'm not looking for victims of shark bite. But
I know what you're saying. But natural is king.
I'm a fan of natural, is what I'm trying to say. But it's a hot shot. I mean, it's a hot shot. It's a great shot.
Yeah. And by the way, for anyone out there, if you're wondering, when I mentioned Sex in the Teenage Mind, it was only underwear. She's never done a nude scene. And, you know, I don't know. It does happen. Actresses, sometimes do their nude debuts when they're in their 40s. But right. The clock is ticking. So let's get Danica McKellar to do a nude scene.
Maybe
boy,
we
does she look good in Instagram.
I mean, maybe we should start a petition and get it going around the web.
Hold on. Can I ask a quick question? Because I'm on the MrSkinPodcast.com. Okay. Uh-oh. And I'm looking at our lineup for today's show.
Okay.
And I know you had Maddie D draft some wonderful intro music for Around the Web. But now I've moved down to our next topic.
All right. Well, let me
do
get
we
to
have
this.
Intro music for Guy Fucks a McChicken?
Yeah. Well, I had that? To bring this up. Oh, please
Wait,
click
what?
On the please click on this link. And by the way, for anyone out there, you could go to MrSkinPodcast.com and we will have links to all this. But let me tell you, this is amazing.
No,
if you,
no, I'm unclicking. How do I unclick?
hit your back button.
Do I go back? Oh no, I just opened it to a new window. Holy shit!
I had to bring this up because
no,
this is
Mr.
trending
no.
huge today, and I was.
No.
Thinking about this, listen, I was thinking about this where, let's say you were this morning an executive at McDonald's and you woke up this morning and you checked your phone and you saw on Facebook that trending was McChicken and you were,
fuck?
Oh my God, this is great. This is the number one trending thing on Facebook. But then,
oh my God,
this happened. Some guy, and I don't even know the whole story. Mm. This is all over the internet today. Mm. Some guy posted a picture for anyone out there. He took a McChicken sandwich.
It's a video.
With a erect, pretty sizable cock. I got to say, he's fucking the
eggplant
sandwich.
Eggplant emoji.
Jimmy, do you have any comment on this?
Well,
I
didn't find
do
his
they have
penis.
Mayonnaise on a McChicken?
I didn't find
know.
His penis to be big. But
okay,
that's,
sorry. Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah, okay. No, I'm kidding. This is like... This is why I don't prep for this show when I'm using mass transit. You know what I mean? Like, I never go to the podcast site while I'm on my way to the studio because I click on a link and this happens, which is, it's a great way to get your own seat on the train because people are definitely going to get up. But I like a McChicken as much as the next guy, but apparently not as much as this guy.
It's all over the internet. And I got to say, and Facebook, you can't show it. Facebook can't have this, obviously. Mm-hmm. So it's all like
Twitter.
It's all these links to different spots, and it's just hilarious. But this was big this morning. This wow. was
well,
big.
I will
yeah.
say, as a health food enthusiast, that is the only thing you should be doing with a McChicken. Only
this gives all new meaning to being a breast man.
Hey. Very good. Pow. Do we know Maddie D? Maybe we'll track this guy down. We'll interview him for our next podcast.
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I love you say track this guy down like he's not one of your employees. Come on.
Yeah.
That's a supervisor.
I always need content for the podcast.
You know
so.
What, though? In all sickness and seriousness, it might feel kind of good. He might be onto something here.
I will never look at a McChicken the same after that.
Oh,
so.
My hey, God.
This would be a good time to plug our feedback at MrSkinPodcast.com /survey. Go there. Tell us if you fucked a McChicken. And you could win a Chromecast and a 1-year subscription to Mr. Skin. I'll tell you what, we'll even throw in a McDonald's gift card. How about that?
Yeah.
Can we spare
we'll do a what's the sexiest fast food item that what
Wendy's,
fast food item
Wendy's,
would you like to fuck?
Because she's a chick.
That's a
Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
Or In and Out.
Your In and Out burger. Yeah. Yeah, we don't get that in Chicago. Jimmy, you don't. You get only Andrea could have the In-N-Out burger.
Yeah, well, you got deep dish pizza that's actually real and good. Remember when you used to send it to me, Mr. Skin? Those were the best days of my life.
Yep. When I used to, that was my Christmas gift. I'd send you deep dish pie. Yes.
This concludes Around the Web.
Anyway, so let's move on. That is awesome. So,
if, like I said,
go to MrSkinPodcast.com if you want a direct link to a guy fucking a chicken sandwich. It's awesome.
Wow.
Hey, also, Sunday night, was the VMAs, the Video Music Awards. And we've always got, through the years, we've actually got some decent content for MrSkin.com from it. And I have to say, though, I don't know, did Andrew or Jimmy, did you guys stumble upon this or hear about it or watch
last
it?
Last night, I did see a good chunk of the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was kind of lame from
I saw some of it.
Sexy standpoint. I think Kanye West debuted a video that was like, to me, if you had to pick the hottest thing, that was the video, had some hot stuff. But in honor of the VMAs, I thought I would kind of walk down a memory lane with you guys, because I put together a list of the sexiest Video Music Award moments of all time. And there actually has been some really good stuff. By the way, Maddie, did our internet just go out, or am I?
Yeah, your server's down.
Yeah, they're doing what we call load balancing. Uh-oh. It's not what it sounds like.
No.
All right, there's a load balance. So anyway, I know what the list is. I don't need to look at my pictures, but I really wanted you guys to see it. But anyway, let me go. So you guys will remember some of this, some of it you might not. But in the history of the Video Music Awards, this is what I consider the sexiest moments of all time. Definitely the first one was one of the early shows was in 1984. Remember when Madonna sang like a virgin and she was wearing that very virgin-y outfit?
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah, that is definitely one of the great moments in the Video Music Awards. So we have that on the list. Another moment back in 1998, the year before I launched MrSkin.com, remember Rose McGowan? She was on the show Charmed. And,
She did
Marilyn Manson.
Love her. Her body is so good.
She's one of those girls with jet black hair and like white skin. The contrast is unbelievable. Great rack, the whole thing.
Like Snow White with a big set of tits.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes. Yeah. So she was a date of Marilyn Manson in 1998. And oh, by the way, our page is working, so you guys could follow along again. But so she's with Marilyn Manson. She is in now this is 1998, and she's in literally a see-through dress. She did have a thong, but a completely see-through dress. And I remember when that came out, this was a big deal. Nobody dressed like that or had the guts to do it, and she did. It was really cool.
She's amazing in that shot. In that shot, which is on our website, MrSkinPodcast.com, you'll also notice that Marilyn Manson looks like a Sacha Baron Cohen character.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. He does.
It looks like a prank. But she is, I want to say this about Rose McGowan. She's the one who kind of turned me on to pale chicks.
I agree.
Yeah. Do you have skin in your head, in your Rolodex? And maybe this is something for a future podcast. Some type of breakdown of the best pale women in movies. Because when a pale is done well, it really does work.
Like, are we talking like Nicole Kidman?
Yeah, you got to go like Rose really. Right. Rose McGowan topless is
sensational. Yeah. It's like ivory. You just want to play those keys.
Exactly. It's like, and you know, you talk about she like, but you also have to have very few blemishes because the contrast will ruin your whole white look that you're going for.
Yeah, that's true, too. It's like wearing white. Yeah, you can't spill anything on it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's got to be flawless. Oh, my gosh. She's like milk.
Yeah, but that was definitely one of the sexy moments. Now, it happened, obviously, on the red carpet, but it was all over the that was like right at the very, very, very beginning of the internet, and this was a big deal when she wore that outfit. So now the next thing I remember, this was also when I was trying to rack my brain for some good stuff, was do you remember the following year, remember Lil' Kim had that thing, she had that purple wig, and then she was wearing this dress where her whole boob was hanging out, but she had a pasty over it. Well, for a while in the show, they weren't really, when she went up there, nobody really said anything. And then all of a sudden, Diana Ross came over and just put her hand on her boob. And it was a very funny moment, but also a very sexy moment in the VMAs, which I'll always remember. That's a great moment, too.
Yeah, that's a weird. Has anyone seen Lil' Kim lately, by the way?
Yes. And I'm such a huge Lil' Kim fan from back in the 90s.
Yes, I loved her in the 90s.
And her music is so nasty. And it's right up my alley. And I'm like, stop messing with yourself, babe. Love yourself.
Yeah. She's got to stop with the plastic surgery. Lil'
and
Kim
the
was
skin
really
bleaching.
Yeah, you don't want her to be Big Kim. You want her to be Lil' Kim. Well, when Diana Ross jiggles her breasts, and I'm looking at it on a GIF a GIF, whatever. It's really awesome. So definitely check that out. One of my sexiest moments of all time. Now, if I had to say the most iconic moment, if it wasn't Madonna singing Like a Virgin, I have to go with, remember the, I think it was in 2001 when Britney Spears, she did that song, but she had a live snake around her neck.
Do you remember that?
It was just, yes, the Britney Spears stripping, singing with a snake around her neck is still one of the great moments. And Britney Spears is making a pretty good comeback these days.
Absolutely.
Looking good, by the way. Looking really good.
She looked good last night. I saw her performance last night. She doesn't have, it's really interesting. I was watching that with my wife, and she doesn't have hips.
No.
Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
She's like a really narrow, like, she dresses hot and dances hot.
Yeah.
But I don't find her hot. It's a weird, like, she's like a weird body. I once heard someone say she's like a Muppet with tits, which I think works, you know? But
We have at our website, she was at the, when she was like 18 or something, she was at the Kid Choice Awards. and I got to tell you, man, one of the great, if I had to make my all-time favorite nipping out scenes was Britney Spears with no bra at the Kid Choice Awards from, like, I can't remember the year
what
it was.
What an appropriate place.
We have it at the website.
No, I agree with both of you. I actually think she's really hot, beautiful, sexy, and she knows how to work her body, but she does have narrow hips. But she does her best to really work them and twerk them, you know, because you're born the way you're born. So she does her best.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so moving down the list, I got a couple more I wanted to get to is... another famous moment, it was the Madonna making out with Britney Spears. Remember that?
Yes.
And Christina Aguilera. Well, Christina is the often forgotten part of this.
I didn't know she was in that up until now.
See?
Like, I'm watching it.
Yeah. And I'm glad Maddie was able to find this. So what happened was, so Madonna starts to make out with Britney Spears. With tongue, and the camera, you know, the whoever was directing camera people over at VMAs just freak out. They shift to Justin Timberlake, and when that happened, then that's when Madonna reached over to start making out with Christina Aguilera. So it's kind of cut up. It wasn't as good as it could have been because there was kind of a panic situation going on. But there's ways to see it, and we have this on our page, and it really was hot. That
you
Britney
know what
and
makes
Madonna
this
kissing.
So hot? Mm. The fact that the camera people weren't aware that this was going to happen means that it was impromptu. It means that Madonna just felt so hot and sexy with these two pop star vixens that she just wanted to kiss them both. Woo!
Well,
two up and comers.
If you look closely, you can see her sucking their career success out of their mouths. That was a voodoo curse right there. Because after this, if you remember, Britney shaved her head and took a dump in a pizza box. Do you remember this?
Yeah,
and then
Christina
blew up like she gained like 40 pounds. No, there's something maybe going on with that, Jimmy. You might be onto something.
This is a voodoo curse right here.
I never thought of that, but I will say, I got to say, because I'm watching it on a GIF again as you guys are talking, and the Britney Madonna kiss is
so
sexy
hot.
As hell.
This
is great.
Deal.
All right.
Because it's so light and nasty.
Yes.
It's
so hot. So hot.
Yes.
And then, finally, my other last thing I can't forget. Miley Cyrus, before she started doing all these nude photo stuff and modeling, she had that moment, the grinding with Robin Thicke. Remember that, where she was up on stage and he was like behind her. She bent down, and that was a very controversial thing, especially because it wasn't the Miley Cyrus that we know today. It was kind of, this was in her transition period to becoming the new Miley from the kid TV Hannah Montana Miley. But and then she took and Maddie, I'm glad you took this picture for the site, but she got that big foam finger and was like kind of fingering herself while she was singing. It's like, this is like great. Now, this is when the VMAs were good, right?
I don't find Miley sexy, but what she's doing is very sexy.
It's very sexy. Listen, at the stage it was, and I'm sure that this wasn't cleared ahead of time that she was going to finger herself with a big foam. We're number one thing, but I love it. And then the Robin Thicke, like, there's no way that she let them know she was going to bend down butt to his crotch for doggy style during the song. There's just no way.
No.
So that's what makes it cool.
I really like Robin Thicke, by the way, not even as an artist, because he's like one guy who really got famous and was horny and it got the best of him.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know how many pictures there are of him on the internet where he's like taking a picture with a girl, but he's grabbing two other girls' asses at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
Like, on some level, I respect that.
That guy is
driven.
Well, I remember him being on Howard Stern, and he was talking about his relationship with his wife, Paula Patton, and, you know, how, you know, everything was going great. Next thing you know, they had a divorce, and oh God. But and she's, by the way, you could see Paula Patton naked at MrSkin.com in the movie Deja Vu with Denzel Washington.
Nice.
At the 39-minute mark. So yeah, that's very good stuff. But yeah, I remember that was kind of sad because they had like this great relationship. Then he got famous and now it's kind of in the toilet.
Weren't they like high school sweethearts or something
crazy? Yeah, they were together for a long time. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very bad. But anyway, so I wanted to move on. But yeah, that was the VMAs. So that was my little list for you guys of my sexiest moments from the VMAs. But real quick, I know we're getting towards the end of the podcast. I wanted to talk. There was a couple things in movies and television I wanted to get to. And one is there's a movie that opened this past weekend called Mechanic Resurrection. Mm. It's an action thriller starring Jason Statham and Jessica Alba. And I always, Jessica Alba was one of those actors. I still think she's one of the hottest girls in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Total package, face, body, the whole thing. And she's in a bikini in this movie. And even though it's rated R, she is not naked. But because this movie came out, I thought, what better time to bring up the only time you could see Jessica Alba naked. And she did a movie in 2010, so 6 years ago, called The Killer Inside Me with Casey Affleck. And he plays this Texas deputy sheriff who is a complete psycho. And in multiple scenes, he takes women into a bedroom. And in this case, Jessica Alba was one of them, pulls their pants down from the back and takes his belt off and is spanking her. And I gotta tell you, it's a rough scene. I get it. I'm not for this, but hey, it was in a movie and they were just acting. You cannot get, it doesn't get much better than Jessica Alba's butt being spanked in a movie. One of my favorites of all time. And on top of that, Kate Hudson is also spanked in this movie. So if you're into spanking, The Killer Inside Me from 2010, I guaranteed you will be spanking if you see this because you get two of the greatest butts ever.
But nice.
It's called The Killer Inside Me. And she's in this movie, Mechanic Resurrection with Jason Statham, that's in theaters this weekend. So I wanted to point that out for you guys.
That is a winner. I'm looking at the close up, which is on our podcast.
Me too.
Site.
Oh
yeah, that's a
that is a winning shot. How can I ask this question? How old is Jessica Alba?
34.
Early 30s. 34.
I'm guessing 34, but I could be wrong.
Wow. I would, if I had to guess, I'd say a little like 38, maybe. If I had to guess,
Maddie
really?
D.
35.
Oh, 35. Okay. Maddie, you were right. You were right.
Well, I was close. Not really.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
I would say this. If you were going to look at one shot on our web, on our podcast page today, this is actually the shot.
Jessica Alba.
And I say that with all due respect to the McChicken fucker.
I was going to say. Come on.
With all due respect to that fine art that was on
the
TV
page. I also have to say now, if you're an ass man, if you're an ass man, you got to check out The Killer Inside Me because you're not going to get two better butts in one movie. So anyway, I move on. I wanted to get it real quick also to television nudity because, you know, we always have great stuff over the weekend to report on. And if you're a fan of Ballers on HBO, the Dwayne The Rock Johnson show, they're in their second season, seventh episode. That hot chick in the sauna you saw Sunday night is a real Russian model. Her name is Vera Nova. And it was a kind of cool scene where she was. I was asking Maddie D today, we were looking at these pics before the show. I was like, are there still saunas you could go to where a guy's in a towel? And then a girl walks in and she's in a towel and they're in the same sauna. I know you could be with guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, where does this happen?
It depends on the spa. If it's a private...
What spa? Let's girls and guys go in a towel. Like, would you... You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like, would
you don't even want to know about me.
Well, I know you would
do
it.
What do you mean? Yes, we do.
Before I knew better, I used to go to a very, very famous big box gym. You know, there's one on every corner. And I would go into the co-ed spa. And trust me, this was out of ignorance. And I would get completely naked. And there were guys in there. There were girls.
Oh, my God.
And I just didn't know. And then I told one of my girlfriends, I'm like, oh, you don't go in the spa naked? And then after she told me, I never did that again. But I was
shock
that no one ever said anything to me. But then I was like, okay, I was 18, naked. Why would anyone say anything to me? I was looking good.
Was John Travolta in there when you were there?
No, I wasn't at a bathhouse.
That would have been if I got naked in the spa.
No, but it's just so funny. So it does happen. But I do know there are private clubs you can go to where it is co-ed 100%. And this, by the look of the spa, the sauna, the hardwood, the decor of it, it looks like it's one of those private spas. It's not LA Fitness or Bally's or something.
No, but it was just something I was thinking about because I love the scene. The girl, she's a real life, you know, model, Russian model. But I was thinking, like, every time I'm in a sauna, it's with a bunch of old, you know, old guys, you know, with turkey gizzards hanging down and stuff. So anyway, Dwayne The Rock Johnson gets to be with a hot model. But that happened this Sunday night on Ballers. And then also I know there's a lot of Ray Donovan fans out there. Season four, they did their season finale. The 10 episodes are done with season four. And that girl you saw getting out of bed naked is Tara Buck. You might remember she played a Ginger on True Blood for multiple seasons, if I recall. But yeah, she was completely naked getting out of bed. So, and Ray Donovan had its usual good four or five really good nude scenes this year, which, you know, I know a lot of people like the show, but I also think it's been a good show for MrSkin.com as far as nudity goes. So
I agree.
Yeah, Tara Buck was the people. And I know we talk about this a lot, but it's always unhappy, miserable people. Andrew, you watch the show. Dude she's with in bed is like, I didn't see the episode yet, and I'm listening to him, and he's just so miserable in bed with this gorgeous girl. Mm-hmm. And it's just the theme of the show is miserable people having sex, but the girls are always really happy.
I'll tell you, he's not a very happy guy, and he has some physical issues going on. I think this sex scene with her is the turning point for his character.
Yeah, that's Ray's brother, right?
Yeah, I think
that she was in bed with. Yeah.
I think that this moment was actually really pivotal for his character.
All right. That's good. Good to hear. Good to hear. But he was in bed with a pretty hot babe. So anyway, hey, and last but not least, I wanted to mention there's a show on the Stars Network called Survivor's Remorse. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to bring this up because, Andrea, I think you'd think this is super sexy. Mm-hmm. Jimmy, you would too. Yeah. But it's I think LeBron James is a producer of this. This is about these two guys that came from like terrible poverty that made it in pro sports, made a lot of money, and it's kind of their survivor's remorse is like they have a little trouble with like, hey, we made it, but they didn't type of thing.
Guilt,
but
right.
It's a show though. They're in their third season, and over the weekend, third season, episode 7 of Survivor's Remorse. You know, I'm always looking for the Anatomy Awards, like what's like the hottest lesbian scene of the year. That's a big deal in our awards. And I got to tell you, this is going to be right up there. There's a scene, the girls, nobody you guys probably ever heard of, Erica Ashe and Sandra Hinojosa. But check this out, Andrew, where they took the girl into the, one girl took him into the restroom, put her on the sink, and goes down on her. And we even have a real quick clip of this because it's not only a beautiful picture, but the scene is really hot. So real quick, here's a quick clip from that scene.
Okay, thank you. Please stop. Please stop. Look, before we go any further, I think we should settle up first. Oral is 300, going back to your place is 5, spending the night is 1,000.
That's a good one. I'm not paying you for pussy. I got a pussy.
Yeah, there was a, she didn't realize the girl that was going down at her was a prostitute, but hey, what are you going to do? Yeah,
that's
but it's a,
hilarious.
I'm telling you, it is such a sexy scene sitting up on the sink and the other girl's going down on her. And it's, and again, I don't know how many people are out or know about Survivor's Remorse. You know, the Stars Network obviously doesn't have the following that HBO and Showtime is. But trust me, one of the hottest girl scenes you're ever going to see. And we really loved it from this weekend.
Sounds like it. And to any guy who doubts the power of women faking orgasms, just listen to that audio clip again.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
It happens.
No, it was great. Hey, one other little thing. If you saw the hot chick in the bra from that episode, her name is Anastasia McPherson. Yeah. I showed you guys. If you want to see those uncovered, she's in my best nude scene so far this year. She was on an episode of House of Lies, and that bra can barely contain those boobs. So she has been naked. She wasn't naked on Survivor's Remorse this weekend, but has done a great nude scene, Anastasia McPherson, that is on House of Lies in their final season this year. So those are available to look at MrSkin.com.
Excellent information.
Yes.
Can I ask one question in the still photo? Is that she eating her butt in that shot?
No, I would say vagina.
No, because on the one shot that's on the MrSkinPodcast.com, where you just see the black shirt okay. in the background, it mm-hmm. looks like the girl is facing her ass, mm. if I do say so myself. Andrea, can you see the shot?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I see what you mean, though. Think, she's facing oh. her, so I think she's licking her clit.
Oh, hold on a second.
I mean, are you thinking that maybe she's backward?
No. She's eating her butt. You want to know why I say that?
Why?
Because if you look at the girl in the black shirt.
Okay.
Her elbows, those look like the back of her. Oh, no, they're not.
No, you're
tripping.
The
way her hands are bent.
You know what? I think that was wishful thinking.
We should close with a song, Just My Imagination.
Hey, but everyone likes a good rim job, so let's not discredit yeah. it.
You ain't kidding. You ain't kidding.
Do I speak alone? Wait.
No, we're with you. Nobody said a word. We all drifted right. off.
Yeah, it's good. It's trust me on this one. This will definitely go down as one of my hottest lesbian scenes of 2016. So, yeah.
Well, we're with
But anyway, us, well, we're with anyway, I wanted to say thank you, you guys. We've come to the end of the show. And, there was lots of good stuff this week. I'm starting. It's funny. When I get ready to do these shows, I'm always thinking, geez, do I have enough stuff to talk about for 45 minutes? And then in the end, I literally cut out a bunch of stuff that I want to get to for next week's episode that I'm really excited about. It's just there's no way to jam this much nudity into 45 minutes. I have too much.
There's just that much. It's an embarrassment.
It really is. There's
riches.
Just so much. And especially when you can talk about a guy fucking a chicken sandwich during your podcast. So. Yeah,
it's amazing. We're gonna get a cooking show out of this.
I just am so traumatized by that. Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So anyway, yeah. It was a good week for nudity, and thank you guys so much. And obviously, we will talk to everyone again next week. So stay tuned. And I'm going to do a
Sounds
next
good.
Week a kind of a back to school special because it'll be the Tuesday after Labor Day that we're going to get together. We're not going to mm-hmm. work on Labor Day, guys, but we'll get together Tuesday after Labor Day. I got some great college and high school back to school movies with nudity to talk about, so it should be a lot of fun.
So very exciting. Good. Thanks for listening. And for our listeners, before we sign off, go to MrSkinPodcast.com/survey and give us some feedback on the show because we do need more of that, right, Skin? And definitely do that. And subscribe via iTunes, Android, and SoundCloud and rate us on iTunes. We like the feedback. That's who we are as a podcast. Some podcasts just want you to like love them unconditionally. We want, we want to have a grown-up
talk,
right,
we're actually
guys?
Getting very nice feedback.
Yes.
I'm very, very flattered.
As we delete the negative comment.
Yeah.
But so much fun.
All right,
Thanks
you guys,
for listening, everybody.
MrSkin.com, fast forwarding to the good parts.